I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode. Is this championship weekend? Are we officially? No, we're not. I'm just kidding. Championship weekend is next weekend. Guys, we just finished the division round of the 3DFFL of the league. Guys, we are well on our way into championship weekend. Next week is the championship, and we are about to see what happened. We are about to see who advanced in the 3DFFL championship, in the league championship. Things are about to get real, real interesting as we continue to talk about this stuff, guys. I look forward to getting into it. We are pulling up the schedule now. In round two, guys, I'm sorry, not the schedule. We're pulling up the playoff bracket. We're gonna recap round one. We'll go ahead and go over the matchups, the scores, and then we'll talk about round two. Go over the matchups, go over the scores. In round one, guys, as everybody knew, we had the number one seed, Lions Fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer. 11-3, best record in the league. He had the number one seed, he had the bye week. Number two, guys, we had Who Wants a Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 9-5. He had the second bye week in the wild card weekend of the 3DFFL. In our matchups, we had two matchups for wild card weekend of 3DFFL. We had Team Gucci, number 5, going up against number 4, Godfather 100. And we had number 6, The Chosen One, going up against number 3, Signs and Sports Podcast. Team Gucci and Godfather 100 had a close game, 122 Team Gucci to 138 Godfather 100. And The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking down yours truly, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, 115 to 87. Guys, that was a tough one for us. I couldn't believe that I couldn't believe our lineup did what it did. It's a frustrating feeling. It's a disappointing feeling. It's not fun to be knocked out of the playoffs in the first round, especially with money on the line. But at the end of the day, you know, we are where we are. It is what it is, and we got to just kind of move forward with it being what it is. So round two, officially, the playoffs, round two of the 3DFFL. We had Godfather 100 taking on Lions Fan Team No Smoke. That is the number 4 seed, Godfather 100, taking on number 1, Lions Fan Team No Smoke. And we have The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on Who Wants a Smoke, Dylan Turpin. That is the 6th seed, The Chosen One, Terrence Pryor, taking on the number 2 seed, Who Wants a Smoke, Dylan Turpin. And I guess now it's time to get into the actual matchups. Guys, what do y'all want to talk about first? Y'all want to talk about 2-6, or y'all want to talk about 1-4? I guess let's start with the best team in the league. Let's see what happened. Lions Fan Team No Smoke coming away with a victory. Congratulations to Lions Fan Team No Smoke advancing to the championship weekend. 142.8 points. Taking down Godfather 100 with 104 points. Godfather 100 had Matt Stafford with 20.7, Joe Mixon with 9, James Conner with 22, Tyreek Hill with 19, Devontae Adams with 1.4, Sam Laporte with 4.8, Tyler Lockett with 16, Philadelphia's defense with 5, and Jake Moody with 6. Lions Fan Team No Smoke, best team in the league, best record in the league, advancing to championship weekend with 142 points. Josh Allen with 25, Christian McCaffrey with 25, Kyren Williams with 16, Amon-Ra St. Brown with 28. Brandon Ayuk with 17. TJ Hawkinson with 9.8. Ty Chandler, linebacker for the New York for the Minnesota Vikings, 7 points. New York Jets defense with 10 points and Evan McPherson with 3 points. That was Lions fan Team No Smoke taking down Godfather 100, 142.8 to 104.12. Congratulations to Lions fan Team No Smoke. Congratulations to Keith Dyer on a great season so far. Number one seed in the playoffs. Best record in the league. Is it safe to say that Keith Dyer has a pretty good stretch, has a pretty good chance of winning the whole thing? Is that a safe bet? If we're betting men, that's I think where I'm putting my money. You know, I'm all about the champions. So I'm all about the guaranteed things, the automatic, you know. So if I'm having a bet, I'm taking the 11-3. I'm taking the number one seed, and I'm taking the guy who is rolling. So we're going to find out what happened in the next matchup, where we had the number six seed trying to accomplish the upset. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, coming into the playoffs at 7-7, taking on the number two seed, who wants to smoke, Dylan Turpin, at 9-5. And let's see what happened, guys. Let's get into it. Who wants to smoke? 160 points had Jake Browning, 13. Saquon Barkley with 19. Chuba Hubbard with 12. Chris Olave with 23. Justin Jefferson with 26. Evan Ingram with 17. T. Higgins with 25. Kansas City's defense with 7. And Jake Elliott with 17 points. That was Who Wants to Smoke with 160 points. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, guys. Could I get a drum roll? Does anybody? I'm just kidding. But the number six seed, Terrence Pryor, the chosen one, taking on the number two seed, Who Wants to Smoke. Who Wants to Smoke putting up 160 points. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor, with Lamar Jackson, 22.5. Javonte Williams with 11. Bijan Robinson with 19. AJ Brown with 14. Amari Cooper with 51 points, guys. 51 points. 11 catches, 265 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 51.5 points. Trey McBride, tight end, 9.1. Devin Achane. So I just figured out how to say Devin Achane's name. So Devin Achane. Sorry that took so long, everybody. Devin Achane, 4 points. Cleveland's defense with 9. And Justin Tucker with 16. The chosen one, Terrence Pryor. If anybody wants to take a second to try to calculate those scores, go ahead and do your thing. 156.3 points. Coming so close, yet so far from accomplishing the biggest upset probably of the season. The number six seed, Terrence Pryor, the chosen one, after having a Cinderella season back and forth, 156 points, falling short to Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, 160.8 points. Congratulations to Dylan Turpin, Who Wants to Smoke, the number two seed, for advancing to the 3D WFL season number two championship weekend. Guys, it looks like the championship is set, and it looks like we have the two best lineups set to collide in a massive showdown in the final matchup of the 3D WFL season 2. Guys, it's championship weekend next week. You know what I'm saying? So we're about to talk about the final matchup, the final weekend, the final episode of the 3D WFL season number 2. Let's go over the matchup in the championship and let's find out who, what, when, where, how this is going to go down. And we are going to do it after this break, guys. Quick break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about the championship episode, and we're going to have fun. I mean, I don't know how long. It might be 3 minutes. It might be 1 second. It might be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're just going to give you, we're going to plug one of our ads. They've been wanting to talk to you guys. They didn't get to talk to you guys last week. So we might do a little bit more. We might do the most today. And, you know, week before the championship, you guys can handle it. You know what I'm saying? Next week, maybe we don't give you ads. Maybe we give you a lot of ads. Who knows? But, guys, after this ad, we are going to talk about Lions fan Team No Smoke taking on Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, Keith Dyer. It is about to... Guys, two best lineups in the league about to collide on a collision course to championship weekend in the 3DFFL season number 2. We will catch you guys on the other side. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low, Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rylo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, here we are. Here we are. We're back. We had to let Rylo talk to you real quick. We had to let you guys know what he offers, what he blah, 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 etc. You know what I'm saying? Let's not waste too much time, because I know that I have wasted a lot of your time already. We are going to talk about the matchup for championship weekend, and I'm hyped just about that. You know what I'm saying? We're not even in championship weekend to where we're actually going to talk about what's going on in the or what happens in the championship. Guys, we're currently talking about the matchup, purely the matchup, and I'm already excited. I'm already lit. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. Let's get it. I'm here. Let's go. So, we got the number one seed, Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer, and we got the number two seed, Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin. Two of the best lineups in the league. The two best lineups in the league. We have on a collision course in championship weekend. And we're going to go ahead and read out who they got playing and the matchups that you can expect to see. But we're going to do it a little different this time. What we're going to do this time, guys, is we're not going to read off one lineup and then the other lineup. We're going to read quarterback versus quarterback, running back versus running back, receiver, receiver, tight end, defense, defense, kicker, kicker. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, Who Wants to Smoke? Dylan Turpin rolling out Kyler Murray at quarterback. Lions fan Team No Smoke, Keith Dyer rolling out Josh Allen. That is already. What does that mean? That's bad news for Who Wants to Smoke. That's what that means. Hey, but we love an underdog. We love an underdog story. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm pulling with Keith. I think Lions fan Team No Smoke is going to take it. I'm not going to lie to you, Dylan. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I think that he has it in the bag. I think that, you know, he's done his thing all year. And that is a difficult lineup to stop. If Lions fan Team No Smoke don't take it, I would be surprised. Dylan, if you take it, I would be surprised. But we're going to throw a party for you if you do take it. You know what I'm saying? So we're down for both. We're down for either, and we can't wait to see what happens. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait to see what happens. Saquon Barkley at running back 1 for Who Wants to Smoke, Dylan Turpin, going up against Christian McCaffrey. Oof. That's dangerous. No wonder Lions fan Team No Smoke had a clear 3-game lead on everybody. Josh Allen and Christian McCaffrey is going to be difficult to stop. Running back number two, we have Chuba Hubbard, who wants to smoke. And we have Kyren Williams for the LA Rams for Lions fan team, no smoke. Wide receiver one, we have Chris Olave, who wants to smoke. And we have Amon-Ra St. Brown for Lions fan team, no smoke. Jeez, these matchups are rough. I'm not going to lie. There's one team that is, you know, looking a little stronger than the other right now. Wide receiver number two, Justin Jefferson for Who Wants to Smoke. Great wide receiver number two. And Brandon Ayuk for Lions fan team, no smoke. Also a great wide receiver number two. Tight end for Who Wants to Smoke, we have Evan Ingram. Tight end for Lions fan team, no smoke, we have Kyle Pitts. That's actually cool. I'm actually kind of glad to see Kyle Pitts in the championship, considering he's been probably the biggest fantasy football bust I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to him getting to the championship. Shout out to Lions fan team, no smoke, either keeping him the entire year or finding him again on the waivers. So for that, bro, you get this. Sorry, we got a little button. So anyways, next thing we're talking about, tight end. We had Evan Ingram, Kyle Pitts. Flex, we have Devonta Smith and we have Chris Godwin. I'm taking Devonta Smith there. Defenses, we have Atlanta's defense versus Chicago's defense. And we got Jake Elliott taking on Evan McPherson at kicker. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. This is one of those that is going to be very difficult for Dylan Turpin to overcome. But if you overcome it, bro, you absolutely deserve it. You absolutely 100% deserve it. And I hope you do take it, because that'll mean that you beat the team that beat me. You know what I'm saying? And won the championship. So that'll mean that I was the third best team in the league. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kidding. But anyways, so guys, that's what the matchup is. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Chuba Hubbard, Kyren Williams, Chris Olave, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson and Brandon Ayuk, Evan Ingram and Kyle Pitts, Devonta Smith and Chris Godwin, Atlanta's defense and Chicago's defense, and Jake Elliott and Evan McPherson. Guys, it's going to be a great week. I can't wait to see what happens. As we always say, I cannot wait to see what happens. This is the final week, guys, next week. So everybody who has participated to this point, everybody who trusted us with your money, everybody who remained active the entire year, those of you, the few of you who are active in the group chat, you know, I want to say thank you, because as crazy as this year has been, this was one of the constants in my year. Once a week, we were here talking to you guys, talking about fantasy football. As tedious as the work gets, as repetitive as it gets at times, it was definitely fun. I enjoyed the competition. I enjoyed the activity, the engagement. So everybody who took part in 3DFFL season number two, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for participating. Guys, we have come to the end of the second to the final episode of the 3DFFL season number two. Thank you for tuning in. On the other side of this break, we're going to talk about the league. That is DIG's The D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast. DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. If you guys would like to tune in, if you guys would like to join and check out how the division round went over there, you guys are more than welcome. If not, then to most of you, for the final time, we're signing out, and we will catch you guys either next week or we will catch you guys hopefully at the end of this year as we award the winner between Who Wants to Smoke and Lions Fan Team No Smoke their prize money, and also award crown them the champion of the 3DFFL season number two. You know, guys, we'll be here. We'll be here if you guys want to tune in. I have no idea what the schedule is going to be once it's over, But once it's over, we'll get to it. You know what I'm saying? But guys, thank you for tuning in. On the other side, we're going to talk about the league. And if you want to join us, we'll be there. If not, we'll catch you guys later. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need. The one that you need. Any music artist, any genre. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat. On YouTube at Chach with the heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab. And on Facebook at Mario Chavera. And again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. All right, guys, what's going on? We're back again. Here we are with another segment. This is the league coverage. This is DIG's Personal Family and Friends Fantasy Football League. As you guys know, we are going to cover round one, and we're also going to cover round two. But the difference between the 3DFFL and the league is still in round two, and the 3DFFL is in championship weekend. So next week, we will be talking about championship weekend for the 3DFFL, and for the league coverage, we will be talking about round two. So I didn't know that the league was going to have one more week. I didn't know that. How I didn't know that? Not really sure. Actually, it's because the 3DFFL got delayed 1 week. Meanwhile, the league is right on time. So anyways, guys, let's get into what happened in week one. We had Sleeper Nation with the bye week, the number one seed, 9-6. That's Marco Cabrera. We had the number two seed with the bye week. That's Design Gifted. That's DIG. That's a D to the 3 and D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. The two matchups that we had for the league coverage, guys, were the number five seed, Team No Fine Please, taking on number four seed, Strange Animals. Team No Fine Please, 8-7. That is Jackie Ramirez. The number four seed, Strange Animals. That is Trey Signs. That is the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast at 8-7. And then we had Team Quater Tots, the number six seed at 6-9. Taking on the number three seed, To Infinity and Bijan, 8-7. Both of these matchups could go any way, could go either way. Don't know what's going to happen, but what we do know is that every single team in this league is competitive and every single team is ready, you know, and equipped to do what they got to do. So aside from Sleeper Nation, who is advancing, and Design Gifted, who is also advancing, we have Team No Fine Please taking on Strange Animals, the number five and the number four. And we have Team Quater Tots taking on To Infinity and Bijan, the number six and number three seed. So the first matchup that we're going to talk about is the Team Quater Tots versus To Infinity and Bijan. That's the number six and the number three seed. And we are going to talk about how Team Quater Tots ended up pulling off the upset victory, the number six seed over the number three seed, To Infinity and Bijan falling down 100-117. Team Quater Tots had Jalen Hurts with 23, Kyren Williams with 16, Stephon Diggs with 9, AJ Brown with 14, George Kittle with 19, Tua Tagovailoa with 15, TJ Edwards 6, Philadelphia's defense with 5, and Brandon Aubrey with 9. To Infinity and Bijan had 100 points with Brock Purdy, 3 points with 4 interceptions. Arguably costing To Infinity and Bijan the game. oof, man, that hurt. That hurts a lot. Having Brock Purdy an MVP candidate, basically carrying your team all year, and then having his absolute worst game in the most important game of your career. I mean, of your season. Brock Purdy with 3.4, 4 interceptions. Not a good game. Costing to Infinity and Bijan the victory. And that's a tough one. That's fantasy football for you, though. Saquon Barkley, 19 points. Deebo Samuel with 9 points. Rashee Rice with 11. TJ Hawkinson with 9.8. Matt Stafford with 20.7. Alex Singleton with 13. Kansas City's defense with 7. Jake Moody with 6 points. So that was Team Quater Tots taking down 2 Infinity and Bijan, 117-100. And Team Quater Tots advancing to the second round of the playoffs to meet with either Design Gifted or Sleeper Nation. And that's going to be interesting to see because either of those matchups will be good matchups. Next, we have the number 5 seed, Team No Fine Please, 8-7. That's Jackie Ramirez taking on Strange Animals. Trey Signs, the 3 to the 3 and D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. 8-7, the number 5 and number 4 seed. So in that matchup, we had Strange Animals hanging on with a big victory. 170-113 for Team No Fine Please. Team No Fine Please had Josh Allen with 25. Joe Mixon with 9. Davante Adams with 1.4. Devontae Smith with 18. Dallas Goedert with 14, Jared Goff with 14.2, Zaire Franklin with 12, San Francisco's defense with 3, and Jake Elliott with 17 points. Strange Animals had 170 points with Lamar Jackson 22.5, Christian McCaffrey 26, Justin Jefferson with 27, Amon-Ra St. Brown 29, David Njoku 16, Dak Prescott, 18. Frank Aluakon, 12. Buffalo's defense with 7. And Cairo Santos with 10 points. That was Strange Animals taking down Team No Fine Please, 170-113. So, that being said, guys, in round 2, we have the round 2 matchups. We are going to be talking about Strange Animals. Trey Signs, 8-7, the number 4 seed, taking on the number 1 seed. Sleeper Nation, 9-6, Marco Cabrera. And then we have Team Quater Tots, the number 6 seed, at 6-9, taking on Design Gifted, the number 2 seed, at 9-6. So both good matchups. We have a championship rematch in round 2 with Team Quater Tots and Design Gifted. We have last year's championship rematch. And then we have, arguably, the two hottest lineups in the league right now. Strange Animals and Sleeper Nation going head-to-head on arguably what could possibly be a championship-caliber matchup. Two championship-caliber matchups in round 2. So, guys, buckle in. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun to watch, and we can't wait to see it. Let's talk about the matchups. We have Strange Animals, Lamar Jackson versus Pat Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey versus Alvin Kamara, Justin Jefferson versus Mike Evans, Amon-Ra St. Brown versus DJ Moore, David Njoku and Travis Kelce, Dak Prescott and George Pickens, Frank Aluakon and Fred Warner, Buffalo's defense and New York Jets defense, and Cairo Santos and Evan McPherson. That is Strange Animals and Sleeper Nation. That is the first matchup for round 2 of the league. The second matchup, we have the championship rematch. We have the number 6 seed Team Quater Tots and the number 2 seed Design Gifted. We have Team Quater Tots with Jalen Hurts, and we have Design Gifted with Justin Fields. We got Kyren Williams for Team Quater Tots and Derrick Henry for Design Gifted. We got Stephon Diggs for Team Quater Tots and CD Lamb for Design Gifted. AJ Brown taking on DK Metcalf. George Kittle taking on Jake Ferguson. Kyler Murray taking on Tyreek Hill. TJ Edwards taking on CJ Mosley. Philadelphia's defense taking on Dallas's defense. And Brandon Aubrey taking on Jason Sanders of the Miami Dolphins. So guys, those are the two matchups that we have for round two. These games are going to be explosive. They could go either way. And we have a plethora of different matchups that could happen next week. There's a Brother Bowl between Strange Animals and Design Gifted, the 3 and the D to the 3 and D Signs and Sports podcast. There's Sleeper Nation completing the Cinderella season and going on to the championship. There's Team Quater Tots getting revenge for last year in the championship where she lost to Design Gifted. There's a battle of the households between Strange Animals and Team Quater Tots. There's so many things. And also, the two best lineups, the number one and number two seed, Sleeper Nation and Design Gifted. All of those possibilities, and we have no idea what's going to happen. So all we can do is wait, and wait is what we're going to do. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. This was episode 16 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, the league coverage, 3DFFL Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League season number two. Thank you for tuning in, guys. For those of you who don't know, you can follow us on Spotify at DIG. You can follow us on Spotify at TRUE, at True Rilo, at True JB, at Tone G, at Chotch with the Heat, and also at Villain Vision Music, A2J. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. Follow us on Rumble at Design I Gifted, and follow us at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Anywhere that you follow your podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We can't wait for championship weekend next weekend. Actually, man, I should have put a space in between them. I should have spaced out the 3DFFL season number two championship and made it next week and given everybody a week off. But anyways, championship weekend next weekend, the league championship weekend in 2 weeks. Guys, it's about to get real crazy up in here. So I can't wait for y'all to come back. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody from the league who participated, everybody who remained active all the way to the end, thank you. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you on the next episode.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chotch with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.